Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your daily dose of media, marketing, and ad tech news. I'm Dot, and today we're diving into some significant developments in the legal and publishing worlds, where legal battles, restructuring, and cost-saving measures are making headlines. Let's start with Google, who's facing legal challenges in Australia. Two class action lawsuits have been filed by Australian publishers, targeting Google's dominance in ad tech. These lawsuits join a growing list of legal challenges against Google's control over the digital advertising landscape. A hearing took place on Friday for the class action brought by law firm Piper Alderman on behalf of several publications. The court also heard a proposed class action brought by Maurice Blackburn on behalf of Riverine Grazier, a regional outlet, which is due to be launched very soon. Moving to the UK, there's big changes brewing at the Daily Mail. The publication is planning to merge its print and online teams into a single operation with up to 100 job cuts on the horizon. The Mail on Sunday will be more closely integrated into the main newsroom too. The BBC World Service is also tightening its belt, announcing a $6 million saving plan to be implemented. They're looking at closing both national and international positions, affecting around 130 roles. They're also planning to make changes to the commissioning mix on World Service English and reshaping some of the World Service language teams. Despite getting a boost in government funding, they're citing previous license fee freezes and global inflation as driving factors behind these cuts. Thanks for tuning in to Mad Tech Daily. Don't miss the latest on ExchangeWire, including a team episode which discusses Sky News' plan to overhaul its newsroom to create more premium paid content. OpenAI's claim that DeepSeek used its proprietary models to train its own open source competitor, and Nielsen's decision to end its panel-only ratings, which have measured TV for decades. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more industry updates.